with us.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. Yes, no.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys, fork.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Really big.
Message erased.
That was an abrupt ending. Way to go, Dave. All right, this is the Dave and Giggles show. Giggles, if you're listening, my phone died and I forgot the USB cord, so I couldn't get you up on the G-Chat. So call in, and anyone else who wants to call in, 718-928-9732. And everyone always says that I say it too fast. So I'm going to say it again. 718-928-9732. All right, but regardless of all of that, we have special guests in the studio. We have my dear friend, Pete Olshansky.
What up?
Who runs the Scratcher. And is the Scratcher on break?
Scratcher Sessions.
Scratcher Sessions?
Break, this week, we come back next week.
You're on break this week, come back next week. Mm-hmm. And then that is, what's the address and the time and all that?
209 East 5th Street. It's where 5th Street meets Bowery. And we kick off at 7:15.
Cool.
Two acts, 45 minutes each.
Good and fun. We have someone who's been in the Scratcher, I believe, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so Jenna Nichols. I think if I, the funny thing is also my phone died and I had a whole bunch of notes on there. So
this will be really
great. but I did know that your husband started the Scratcher with Pete.
Correct.
Is that true?
That's correct.
And his name is?
Brendan O'Shea.
And who's also a musician.
Yes.
So my first question is, how is it like living with another musician?
Interesting.
Interesting?
Well, we consult on each other's pieces, but we don't really mix our musical endeavors. I do play at his shows occasionally, and he'll, you know, play on my shows, but we don't really collaborate in a writing sense.
When you guys first got together, though, was it like much more collaboration or was it still separate?
It was pretty separate. We tried to collaborate, but we're both pretty type A, and so...
So you both want the spotlight.
We both want the spotlight, and neither one of us really was very much into giving up creative control.
Right. So. But I mean, as far as you guys getting together, I'm sure music played a lot.
Oh, huge. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So what is, I'm going to just say it out there. What is like the getting together story? Like how did you guys get together? You didn't think you'd be talking about this, but here we are.
So a mutual friend of ours, his name is Mark Dignam.
Not Pete.
No.
That would be great.
No, Pete wasn't in the picture yet.
No.
Just a twinkle in their eye.
And a beautiful twinkle it is.
Yeah. Yes. So I was living in Pittsburgh at the time, and so was Mark, our
mutual
friend.
That's where you grew up.
That's where I grew up.
All right. I did my homework.
Yes, you did. And so he was going on tour, and I was performing a lot with Mark. And Mark said he was coming to New York and going to play a couple of shows, and did I want to come with him? We're going to stay with this friend of mine. And so we got to New York and met Brendan out on the street.
Out on the street. Like he was a bum or he was just there?
He was a bum and I took pity on him.
And here we are today.
He was walking on the street and we just met him on the street outside of the apartment.
Was it like instantly like you were like, all right, I like this guy?
Actually, my first thought was this is trouble.
This is trouble.
Yeah.
I feel like that is like the first thing that like gets you.
I knew something was up.
Yeah.
So
that's always a good indication of this is going to be bad and good all at the same time.
And it was.
And it is.
And it is.
And it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, 12 years later, here we are.
12 years later. Mm-hmm. Man, you guys were pretty young.
He had been living in New York for a while and I had, I lived in Boston for a while and we did a long distance thing and we were together for a long time.
And you almost stuck it out with a long distance thing.
Yeah. Oof. 7 years.
7 years you did long distance?
No, we did long distance for about 3 years and then I moved.
That's nuts. That is so nuts.
It was stupid.
That is really,
I don't know if I would have done it again, but it was worth it.
But you did it while you were doing it.
I did it while I was doing it, and I was very much happy to do it.
But I mean, you were with him. I mean, I can't fathom the long distance thing. It just doesn't make sense to me because they're not in your life. And that's a big thing. Like someone being in your life.
Yeah, you know, and that was really something that we struggled with.
Yeah.
You know, and I struggled with like, is this a real relationship or is this just sort of like a holiday?
It's like a hookup thing. When we see each other, we make out a little bit.
Yeah. So, but
that's my thing with Pete.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa.
You weren't supposed to say that.
It's a new year. We will say Happy New Year. It is the first. Congratulations on making it here. Let's see. Let's go around the room. What are some things in 2017 you want to accomplish? Let's get it out of the way. Is there anything you want to like do? Pete says yes. Nods yes on the radio. Yes.
I'm going to take my vitamins every day.
You're going to take your vitamins?
Every day.
I feel like you've been on a health kick for a little while. Like you quit smoking. That was great.
That was 2 years ago. There were some rough times in between then and now.
Yeah, I know. I know. Pete. I know. I've been there. But then you started going to the gym more.
Yeah.
Now
it's a rough time in between that and now.
No, I get you. And now it's vitamins. Yeah, vitamins are good.
I'm going to live forever.
Why, though?
I'm going to watch it all burn.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. I read one of my people we had on 2 weeks ago, Alana Amram. Great musician. If you want to check her out, Alana Amram. I don't know what her website is. Doesn't matter. But she posted...
I bet it's AlanaAmram.com.
It's probably AlanaAmram. It's Alana Amram and the Rough Gems. Oh, boy. Just stopping the show dead. Caller, you're on the air.
Caller, you have me at vitamins. As soon as you said vitamins, I said, that's the cue to call.
This is Giggles.
Hey, Giggles.
Giggles.
Hey guys,
What's happening?
I'm just hearing a lot of love stories, and I'm actually at a wedding right now in Boca Raton, Florida.
The old capital of the world, I imagine, right? It's like
it is.
Where
it's
everybody
the
goes
Spanish
to die.
Capital of Florida.
Yeah.
Totally.
All right, so tell us the story. You were starting to tell me the story of this wedding. I want you to tell the story so everyone can hear it.
All right. So I go, and let me know if you can't hear me. So I
we're
go to Florida to visit my parent, to my mom, you know, and family for Christmas. And so we fly in with the boys on the 20th. So I've been down here in Florida hanging out with my boys and my mom and, you know, my family. And my wife came for a few days and everything like that. And then my buddy, a good buddy of mine from college, was getting married on January 1st, which is today. So I was like, cool. I'm not going to fly back with the boys. I'll just hang out in Florida for like another week and, you know, go to this wedding and then we'll fly back the next day. So like I get, you know, we get here yesterday, you know, hang out with my buddy yesterday for New Year's, one of my buddies, Tony's, you know, my best man from the wedding.
Yeah. Which I should
and
have
we're
been.
Hanging out. You know,
I should have been your best man.
Drinking beers. You remember Tony.
I remember Tony. And then, I remember the speech he gave. I should have gave that speech. Go on.
You should have given the speech.
I should have given
anyways,
the speech.
Anyways, I know you're still bitter about it.
I'm very.
So anyways, we hung out last night. We had a good New Year's. I finally got the kids to bed. Both kids at like 11:30. So I only had like 30 minutes to really like, I won't say party, but just like, you know, enjoy sort of the New Year, you know, like kind of like as an adult. You know, I went to the beach with the kids. We went around. We like ran around in the sand. They went crazy. But I didn't get them to bed because they're still in Colorado time until freaking 11:30.
Okay.
So anyways, long story short, wake up today, get ready for the wedding, take the boys out, you know, get them sort of tired. We go to the playground.
All right, get them tired
Sam
out.
Asleep.
Uh-huh.
Tired him out, so I tired Sam out so he'd, you know, take a nap while I was getting ready for the wedding, you know, go to the wedding. And I get to the wedding, and I'll preface this by saying the invitation said 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, which I figured was 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Because the invitation said, I think the invitation I saw said 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central.
Okay.
So I get to the wedding. I'm hanging out. Like, you know, I think I time it great. Like, I get the kid to sleep. You know, I fill up the car with gas.
That's
I get
awesome.
Ready. And I show up, you know, like, I pre-gamed, had a little beer before the ceremony. And I show up, and people are leaving. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, I missed the wedding? I was out in Florida for 2 weeks to go to this wedding.
To go to that wedding.
And I freaking missed it. I freaking show up. And I was like, oh, is the wedding down? You know, I was taking my time. I brought my camera because I was going to, you know, do a few pics.
Sure, your wedding photographer.
And I was thinking, I was like, I'm a photographer. You know, like, I wasn't hired. Luckily, I wasn't hired.
Oh, my God, that would have been so terrible. That would have been so terrible.
It would have been amazing. I mean, it wouldn't have been amazing.
No, it would have been
really terrible if I just showed up like an hour late, you know? But then so long story short, I got to take some photos with my friends afterwards. Like, the ceremony was just done, and I was like, cool, now I can come in and take some photos. But I totally biffed it. I totally missed the freaking ceremony. And the wife texted me today. She's like, how was the wedding? And I was like, good. Good.
She's going to listen to the show, and you're going to get in trouble.
She's going to know. So I didn't go to the wedding.
You're screwed.
I came for the after party. I came for the party. You know,
you came for the party.
But
I personally I'm not a wedding photographer. So like that's your deal. Like you enjoy the ceremony. I like to come after the ceremony because I mean,
yeah.
What are we really doing at the ceremony? I mean, there's
the ceremony where it's supposed to be the most beautiful, where it's supposed to be like the culmination of everything. You want to see that moment. Of them saying I do, and them kissing, and then solidifying it. But like to miss that, and I was like, "Oh,
you're romantic at heart. That's what you are. You're romantic at heart. Who's very late because you think it's Central Time? You got to get out of Colorado.
I got to get home, dude. This is the longest I've been away from home.
Well, you still got the boys, right? You still got the boys.
Yeah. Still got the boys. They're with the mom right now. So you know, but you know, I'm gonna get back to the wedding in a little bit. But I wanted to check in.
All right, that's nice.
Say hi.
All right, let's get
back to it.
Cool.
You look like you're doing a good job. I listened for a little bit.
All right, keep listening. Good. Call back a little later.
Maybe I will. I was what do you call it? I ducked into the wedding for a little bit, and some guy was giving a really good story, and I said, "Oh, he'd be perfect for the show to interview." But I can't just come up to him and be like, "Hey, can you call into the radio show real quick? Tell your story."
Tell them to do it. Just give them your card.
Yeah, maybe I will.
All right.
Well, you can't give out too many cards during weddings. You don't want to be that guy. that's just like making it rain with business cards at a wedding.
But you know you do that. That's what you do. I've seen you do it a thousand times.
Softly, gently.
Softly.
You know, nonchalant.
Gently. All right, we're going to get back to it over here. Everyone's giving me wide eyes.
All right. Good,
and that's
good
me giving myself wide eyes. I'm not going to call anybody out. All right, call back
a little
later.
Later.
Call later. Yeah, keep all listening.
You look good.
All right, thanks. Good look good. Good show.
Good show.
So that's Giggles.
There's the banter
Bye,
we
Giggles.
Have.
Bye, Giggles.
Bye, Giggles. He's a good dude. He's a real good dude. I don't remember where we were, but it doesn't matter.
Vitamins.
So you're going to take vitamins. All right, we're going to move over to Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
What? 2017. You're going to refresh, take something, and run with it.
Yes.
What is
it? Usually what I do is I come up with about 100 things that I would like to change about myself, and then slowly...
Dwindle them down
to like a half of one. And
so like almost make one.
I almost make one for probably about 3 weeks. And then that is typically what happens.
Right.
But... I will really try. One of the things that I want to do is I want to read for pleasure at least 1 to 2 hours every day. And I think that's a good goal for me.
1 to 2 hours every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like bedtime.
Bedtime or just even when I wake up in the morning, just read a book.
Right.
And instead of, I've been spending a little bit too much time on the phone. And so I want to.
Just like on the phone, like looking at stuff?
Yeah, just looking at stuff, scrolling through life. And I just kind of want to. You know,
yeah.
Get that out.
I became, when I started doing the show, I became like a real news junkie. So mm-hmm. It's like, I have this total tradition every morning. I need like an hour just to go over all the news sites that I go through and like,
Dad
look at it.
Morning paper.
Yeah. That is morning paper. But now I got an Alexa, which mm-hmm. You can go, Alexa, tell me the news. And it just tells me the news. It gives me like NPR news and it gives me like a whole bunch of different news sites. It's really
nice. Fake news.
What?
How do you know there's not fake news?
I'm hoping that these sites are reputable, like NPR, I think, should be, right?
Should be.
But that's the thing. Like, how do we even know?
Well, a lot of people don't know this, but I think NPR stands for not fake news.
Not fake news.
Yeah.
That's not NPR, Pete. I was going to see how long that would go for. all right. So you're going to read more.
Yes.
That's what you think you're going to dwindle everything down to.
I think I'll probably dwindle everything down to that. My priority is just staying off my phone and
that's
reading.
That's a good priority.
More. Yeah.
It's so tough.
It's really hard.
Yeah. I have a niece who's 13, and I love her, but she's the biggest pain in the ass in the world. I've told this story on the show before, but we went to Florida a couple months ago, and I saw firsthand how much technology is totally grasping these kids, and they just... It's a drug.
Mm-hmm.
And like we went to Disney World. We brought her to Disney World. It was really cool. And now everybody's phone died. And we get back to the car and she's like, I have to plug my phone in. And I'm like, listen, we can either plug your phone in so you can talk to your friends and look at the internet. Or I could plug mine in so I know how to get home. Which would you rather do? And she just like crossed her arms and sat back. And she was so pissed. But recently my sister took her phone away. For doing bad things and talking to people.
Ooh.
I know.
Ooh.
It was
Stranger
bad.
Danger.
Stranger danger. Yeah. So she's in trouble.
That may be the best thing that ever happens to her, though.
Probably. Mm-hmm. But my sister's soft. She gave it back to her like a couple days later. Because everyone gave her stuff for Christmas that were like headphones and stuff for her phone. So it was like,
Christmas was ruined.
Christmas is goddamn ruined.
Christmas was destroyed.
All right. So Jenna Nichols plays music.
I do.
Want to play us a song?
Sure.
Yeah. I love it. She brought her ukulele in, which is adorable. It's a very nice ukulele.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I got a little rope wrapped around
it. I like the rope.
Neck strap. That's it. That's the song.
I loved it.
Minimalism.
Wasn't it
minimalism,
great?
Yeah.
I could write a song about the moon. I could write a note to all the flowers in June. I could pen a verse, hum a line or two, but I'd always come back to you. I could travel miles of ocean, surrounded by the sky and nothing but blue. I could climb the tallest mountain, but I'll always come back to you. Oh, hello. Anywhere I go, will you remember that of anyone I know, you're the one I'd come home to forever, ever. I could run around and chase the world. The distance I could travel might offer something new, but when that day is finally over, I'll always come back to you. Anyone I know, you're the one I'd come home to forever, ever. I could chase the world. The distance I could travel might offer something new, but when that day is finally over, I'll always come back to you.
Beautiful. I want to let the audience know that there's not a trumpet in the room or any kind of horn. That was awesome. That was really
Thanks.
Beautiful. That was actually, your voice is astoundingly beautiful.
Thank you.
And I would listen to you play the ukulele every day, all day.
Wow,
and that is a threat on your husband. So that being said, one thing I really like to ask my musical guests is, what is your first memory of like music? What's your first song that you remember when you were a little kid?
My first memory was singing a song with my dad called Polly Wally Doodle.
I kind of remember Polly Wally Doodle.
Well, I went down south just to see my girl singing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
That's nice.
That's the song.
That's really good.
Yeah, but we used to sing that in the car, and that's what I remember.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. And then my other question, my follow-up question is, what was the one song or one band or singer-songwriter that changed your view on music? Where it was like, holy crap, the world is not just Polly Wally Doodle.
Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell.
I know that seems like maybe an obvious answer, but the first album that I got turned on to from her was Blue. And that was the first album I ever heard by her. And it was just,
it's a great album.
Yeah.
There's something to the effect of everyone who was anyone back then loved Joni Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone was married to her or dated her or just like, I was listening to an interview with Stephen Nash and he was talking, because he was with her for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really excited about a song that he wrote. And he came in and he was like, Joni, listen to this song. And he played it and she was like, that's really great. And then she was like, listen to these 10 songs I wrote. And then she played them and he was like, yeah, I'm done. So like everyone was just like enamored with that woman.
Absolutely.
And rightfully so.
You can't, how can you compete with that?
And I know.
There is a competitive element amongst songwriters, whether they like to, I mean, we all support each other
right.
and everything, but there is sort of that thing where you're sitting in a session and somebody sort of blows your mind and you're like, god damn it.
You know, like that. Totally.
It happens a lot. I mean, sometimes at the scratcher sessions when we're done with the show, we'll be sitting around the back and we pass around a guitar and somebody pulls a good one out of their pocket and then everyone kind of looks at the floor and goes, son of a bitch.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just makes you want to work harder, but all the at the same time you kind of think like, god, I hate my life.
What are some qualities that you envy in other musicians?
Lyric writing.
Yeah.
Big time.
I think that was a pretty good one. The one that you just sang.
Thanks.
That was pretty good.
Thanks.
So where do your lyrics come from mostly?
Usually personal experience. You know, I'll be going through something or usually some sort of disaster. And
yeah.
I'll pull something out like that. But
yeah.
But it's interesting. I started to move away from writing love songs recently. That was a love song that I just
that
played.
Was a love song.
But,
that's why you know,
sort of like a different
that's
angle.
Why I could
on,
listen to you all the time. Yeah. That's kind of what I'm getting out of here.
Okay. But it's interesting to be able to pull on other inspirations in
right.
your life. You know,
right.
whether it's financial trouble or, you know, something that you saw on the street.
Sure.
And so I'm trying to experiment with that a little bit as well.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, but it's hard at the same time to really reach that universal,
it's tough,
you know, core of everyone's being when you're talking about an outside, an
yeah.
external thing. So
one thing I also get from a lot of musicians is that when they're writing a song, it's not so much that they're writing it, is that they're kind of a conductor to whatever's happening. Like, it's just like they kind of receive it and it just happens to flow through them. It's not necessarily them doing it. It just happens to be in the air and they picked up on that resonation.
Yeah.
And yeah, I find that so fascinating.
There are definitely moments when, you know, there are songs that that I'll write that take me months to write.
Sure.
And they're really not that stellar, but I've just struggled so hard
sure.
with it. And then there's other songs that I've written in 3 minutes.
Right.
And those are the ones that you feel like you just pulled it out
right.
of the sky. It
yeah,
was always there and you just reached up your hand and you,
which is
and
amazing.
You pulled it down.
Yeah.
So when the gods are with you, it's
that's what you
it's
want.
A really
right?
good thing.
Right. And I guess that's kind of the idea of like a slump or like going on a streak where it's mm-hmm. like they're with you at that point and they're just giving you all this stuff. But I mean, there's got to be something to the fact that you have talent, too. So let's not poo-poo that.
Well, I think that's part of it. But I think the majority of it is that you just have to show up.
Yeah.
And so when, you know, if you're writing, you know, if you're never around, when the gods come knocking
right.
and you're not around.
Then you lost
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you lost it.
Yeah.
So, but if you show up every day and
you're speaking
you do your
my
work,
language here.
Then those gods will come and visit you, and you'll be there to answer the door.
I know.
So
this is the problem that I have, is that, like, because I, too, like to record and play music, and after this, I'm going to band practice.
Good
so
for you.
It's fun. But, like, that actual, like, all right, I'm going to sit down and do something, it's just so difficult.
It's very,
it's so
it's,
difficult.
There's a scary element to
yeah.
it. There's that sort of moment when, you know, picking up a pen just seems like the most daunting
right.
thing in the entire world, because you don't know if you're going to actually come up with something
yeah.
or not.
And then you just, like, if you pick up a guitar or something and you're just strumming songs and or strumming chords and you're like, oh, I got something. And then someone goes, oh, yeah, that's that song. And
oh,
it just kills you. It just kills you a little
it's
bit. And you're like, well, I'm going to put the guitar down and not pick it up for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so terrible. What I was talking about before with Alana Amram, she posted something Woody Guthrie wrote, his top like 50 things to do for like whatever year.
Oh, yeah.
His New Year's resolutions. Mm-hmm. It was really amazing. I had the list and my phone died. So I don't have it anymore, but it was really good. And it was all like, it was a lot of like, be a better person mostly. But it was like, fight the war. And it was a lot of really good, like fight the establishment, which is what we were talking about before. Which was the idea that, like, through this kind of turmoil of politics, you kind of get a sense of, like, art kind of burdening. Or that's not the right word. What's the word I'm looking for? Button? Buttoning? Burgeoning?
Burgeoning.
Burgeoning?
I think that's the word.
Not a smart person.
Yeah.
So,
it's okay.
But that's what we're kind of.
We all get one thing.
We're not
no.
smart here either.
No. But that's kind of the idea. And, like, I'm hoping that kind of resonates through 2017. And, like, kind of like art comes together, kind of comes through fruition, and everyone kind of comes together and we're all happier. And then that's why I'm glad you're doing the Scratchers sessions where you have all those musicians coming together.
That's fun. The village used to be the beacon for musicians coming through and playing songs, and now it's where NYU students puke in the street.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's fun for a little bit, but you got to have some balance. And so Brendan and I take a lot of pride in making a place where people can come make stuff.
How many years has it been going?
We were talking about this the other day. It's the gray area there, but
nine?
I think maybe
nine years.
Approaching
that's a long
nine.
Time.
Yeah.
And you started it when you were living up in Yonkers, right?
I was in White Plains.
White Plains.
I would come down.
That's mm-hmm. crazy. It's good for you.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Fun.
I've
it's
come to
fun.
One. I've come to one, I think. I got to come to more.
Well, now
but
we
it's
have
like,
a conflict of interest.
We have a conflict of interest. But you started seven. I started seven. So I can come after. I can come after.
45 minute sets. We're done by 9:15.
So no, I really can't.
You can come for the after hours.
Come for the after hours.
There's a nice after hours thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty good. I like the way this room is set up. I gotta look back for the, everything. The one thing I was thinking about on the way over here was the way to introduce you, which we're now a half an hour into the show, and it's kind of moot point here, but I was thinking about how people introduce people, and I was going to say the lovely and talented Jenna Nichols, right? Hmm. It's kind of the way they introduce people, but would I say the lovely and talented Pete Olshansky?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say so.
All right. The lovely and talented.
It's equal opportunity.
It's equal opportunity. But I mean, you just don't. I mean,
we
lead
with lovely for the ladies. We got to lead with lovely for the men.
But I was just thinking of it, like, is that like a sexist thing that went through my mind where I wouldn't introduce you like that, but I would introduce you like that?
It's a phrase that we just repeat because we've heard it a million
times. Because we've heard it a million times. Yeah.
And what do you think?
I like lovely and talented mm-hmm. for you.
Yeah, me too.
I like lovely and talented
it's the
for
hair.
All people.
Me too.
Yeah.
The hair is great. You can't see it, but
yeah, you guys at home,
imagine.
I'm doing a big flip, a hair flip.
Samson's
looks great
locks over there.
I'm gonna wash somebody's hair with these locks.
You want to play another song?
Sure.
I love it. Jenna Nichols, everybody. What song you want to play?
This song is called "Take Me Out Tonight," and
not the '80s song. Wait, no. Wasn't there an '80s song like that? No.
I think it's "Take Me Home Tonight."
Take Me Home Tonight.
Take me
can you play that song?
No.
No, I'm joking. No. Joking.
I don't think anybody wants to hear me do that.
I kind of do.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. All right, Jenna Nichols, take me out tonight.
Home.
Take no, Pete.
No, it's all right. You're as bad as you can be. You bring the devil right down to his knees. Loving you, I know ain't right. But take me out tonight. My friends are talking in my ear. They say you'll break my heart and then you'll disappear. Yes, they're probably right. But take me out tonight. I wanna taste a little sin, 'cause being all good is all I've ever been. So tonight, take me dancing. I want some loving and some bad romancing. Daddy, who's your little girl? Yeah, there's nothing more fun than your big bad world. Tomorrow we can set it right, but till then take me out tonight. Ya da da da, ya ya da da, ya da 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 da, da ya da 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 da. Come on and take me out tonight. Ya da da, ya da da ya da, la da 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 da. Tomorrow we can set things right, but till then take me out tonight.
Lovely Jenna Nichols. She was lovely in there. Very awesome. Take Me Out Tonight. What was the inspiration behind that song?
So I
I've
always been attracted to the wrong guy, excluding my husband.
Not the way it started from what I hear.
I know, but you know, it's actually, yes, that's true.
Yeah, I know. I know all about it.
No, I kind of like the unattainable, totally impossible relationship.
Don't we all, though? Don't we all? Because then when it all falls apart, it's not our fault.
He's just bad news, and I, you know, there's just something that is so appealing to me mm-hmm. about that.
I know.
And,
I'm with you on this 100%.
Totally. So, yeah. Sort of like, I know you're going to treat me like crap, but
but I'm cool with it. Totally cool with it. But now you've been with Brendan for 12 years.
Yeah.
And he still treats you like crap.
And I love it.
And you love it.
I love every minute of it.
Love, eat it up with a spoon.
Yes.
All right, so you were talking about the inspiration of the song and how guys have stepped all over you. Mm-hmm. And then where did it go from there? It was just like some guy was not taking you out and you were like, Let's do it.
No, it's just sort of like, you know, I know that this is going to be bad and I'm going to get trampled on, but I don't care because there's something that's really appealing to me about just that sort of...
That bipolar relationship.
That's a little bit sexy about danger and...
Truly is.
You know?
I know. So it's a bipolar relationship. We like the highs and we kind of relish in the lows and it's really bad. Why did they make us like this?
Why do we like this? I don't know. But, you know, like there's just something that's really sexy about it. So
I know. Believe me. All right. So you have a gig coming up.
Yes.
At the Owl. January 6th.
That's correct.
Talk about that. Is anyone playing with you?
Yes.
You got that right in front of you because I don't.
So
I'm a jerk.
The Owl is located at 497 Rogers Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11225.
Have you played there before?
I have not. This is my first time playing there.
Cool.
So I'm really excited about it. And there's...
Have you been there, Pete?
Mm-hmm.
How is it? There. Nice place?
Yeah, I like it. It's cozy.
Yeah. Cool.
And so I'm playing with a piano player who's amazing. His name is Brad Whiteley. Okay. And then my guitarist, Mark Marshall, who also helped me produce and will actually produce my my new record that's coming out.
When's that coming out?
Probably in the next couple months. I don't have a date yet, but it's done. I'm just printing it now.
Nice.
So I'm excited
about
that.
You can get it digitally and...
Yes,
and a hard copy,
and
which will be what, CDs or records?
Are we going records? I'm thinking I'm gonna do CDs. I would love to do records, but it's more costly, and it's also more real estate taken up in my apartment, which is already jam packed.
Well, I would love a copy when you
will get one.
Sweet,
for sure.
I also wanted to say that you are not just a ukulele act; you have a whole band behind you, which you talked about a little bit. But I just wanted to reiterate. To everyone out there.
Yeah, I don't just play ukulele.
That you just don't play ukulele. You also play the guitar as well.
I play guitar. I play a little piano and...
Renaissance woman. Yeah, I love it.
You gotta do that.
So I was researching some of your past and I know, I got really deep. I went really deep. But I noticed that you at one point were setting up a show with like a whole dance ensemble.
Yes.
How did that go? Because I was trying to find stuff about it, but I couldn't really find anything. I found like the GoFundMe page.
Yeah, so that was a really incredible experience. My friend Whitney G. Bowley is a choreographer and a great dancer, and she has a dance troupe that she works with. And what they do is they work with singer-songwriters. It's a different singer-songwriter every time, and they basically choreograph a show to a live performance. So the first show that we did had about 15 dancers and a full band, and we did two nights.
Jesus.
And yeah, there's something going on up there.
Something probably like bad relationships, but they love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
my name is Luca.
I live on the second floor. That was a weird song, right?
It was like,
can we talk about that song?
I have a story about that
song. All right, talk about that story. Then we're going to get back into the dance thing.
I do want to hear about the dance thing. The song about abuse is much more interesting.
Let's hear it.
I had that 45 when I was a kid, probably like 4 or 5.
That's really weird. And your parents let you have that.
My mother says that I went up to her and I said, "Mom, you know that song's about abuse, right?" And she said that she went white because she had no, like... Why would a four-year-old tell me that?
That's really weird. Mm-hmm. Why is your mom letting you listen to that music? I mean, I guess it was pop music at the time.
I had a lot of 45s.
It's wild. Mm-hmm. Do you still have the collection?
Not really.
No.
No, my dad had a jukebox, and he took it apart to get it in our basement, and then he never put it back together. It's still in pieces.
Why don't you tell him to put it back together?
But he would buy the 45s that came out every week when there were new 45s.
Oh, wow.
So I had the Brown Fisher Price record player. That could
I
play did
that. I love that thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best.
My favorite record was Eye of the Tiger.
So good.
Loved it.
It's a great song. Mm-hmm. It was a really great song.
I had Luca. I had Billy Joel's Uptown Girl was probably my favorite.
I had Abracadabra.
Yeah, the Jets. I was very into Prince then.
Sure.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. I was into Peter Gabriel.
Mm.
Yeah. I was into some weird stuff as a kid.
Peter Gabriel's not weird.
Yeah, I know. But like a 5-year-old, Peter Gabriel, that's kind of a little weird, right?
As a 5-year-old, yeah, maybe it's a little bit much.
My dad was really into like Zeppelin, so that's where I got my Zeppelin thing. And then he was really into Floyd. And like my dad liked pot. So it was like he would just get really high and just like really get into it. And I remember watching The Wall when I was like 5 or 6 years old.
That's intense.
And I remember being freaked out, like really freaked out. I remember at like one point, because there's that one point where there's like some kind of like rape that happens during it. And I remember like running out of the living room and running to my room and being like, I should not be watching this. Should not be watching this. But, you know, it was my dad didn't know what
but
to do.
But amazing that you had the awareness.
I did have the awareness. No, I remember,
this is not right.
I remember like, I remember those little wrestling guys. They were like really micro, were like micro machines and stuff. And I would go in there and be like, just play with these for a while and then we'll go back out.
Wow.
Yeah. But I mean, me and my dad really bonded over like horror movies. We used to watch horror movies when I was a kid.
I was very scared of horror movies until I was, even now, very scared. Even I was telling Pete the other night that we used to watch Incredible Hulk when I was little.
The show. Yeah.
And I would get so scared every time he would change. David Banner would change into the Hulk.
You freak
out.
They'd
show his eyes and his shirt. And I'd run behind the couch and hide.
And then your dad would laugh. And everyone else would laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Pete was playing Luca. Yeah. Everything was coming together in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't remember where I was going with that. But yeah, there was something because Giggles and there's a whole bunch of other friends that I have who just can't watch horror movies. I can't place what it is that they don't like about being scared, but there's something to that. And I feel like you also have this like not wanting to be scared. I wonder if it's just something that they just don't want to feel that. Or if it's something that like elicits this child thing.
I think it's an anxiety that like who wants to sit and be anxious for 2 hours?
I do. I always really enjoyed horror movies, and I think it comes back to watching them with my dad.
I like cheesy horror movies.
Oh, you do?
You know, like the old, you know, ones from the 80s that are just so.
Did you watch, I think a couple of years ago, the Cabin in the Woods one?
Oh, yeah.
That one was really good. Mm-hmm. That one was fun. It was silly, but it was also like had elements of like horror.
I like the supernatural ones where it's like there's no definitive bad guy.
So this is like.
You mean like Poltergeist?
Poltergeist is the great one. Favorite.
Yeah.
The guy, what's the preacher? Yeah, the preacher.
Yeah.
Can't. Mm-hmm. That
guy's great.
That guy.
I got into
gave
that this Halloween.
For years.
Yeah, because he had cancer.
He had cancer during that whole thing.
He didn't even use like a lot of makeup.
No, he just looked so bad. That
His
one
holy
temple. Sing it up. Do it.
Thoughts,
do it.
Be silent still.
But him standing on that porch and being and just talking to them was like the creepiest thing.
And he's like, let me in.
Oh, that's
so good.
Stop it.
So good.
I can't handle it.
All time favorite.
Yeah. So good. I don't remember where I was going with that. But.
I like those far better than like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. But I mean, that was what was pop culture during the 80s. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like as the 90s rolled around, it became more ghostly and stuff like that. One of my favorite, and I'm blanking on the name, but it's the one where they cheat death.
Oh, Final Destination.
Final Destination.
Oh, that was good.
Those are my favorite movies.
Yeah. I liked it.
It's so good because it's like the first like 3/4 of the movie is awesome because there's like a lot of great death scenes.
And the kid gets hit by the bus.
Yeah, and the kid gets hit by the bus. And there's
spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
No,
it's fine.
But I love how they like
you haven't
take,
seen it by now. Then.
I love how they take an event. Like there was a roller coaster one. There was a bridge collapsing one.
Yeah.
There was a whole bunch of them. They just take an event and make this whole movie out of one event, which was awesome. But then like the last quarter of that movie always was how do we cheat death and how do we beat death, and it always went super cheesy on me and I always just was like done. Yeah. I'm done. But I feel like a while ago we were really into trading ghosts Reddit stuff.
Did you see The Witch that came out last year,
the movie?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't.
Great.
Yeah, I have to watch that.
Yeah. No comment.
No comment.
Yeah, you didn't like it. I loved it.
I have a brief embarrassing story. I was going on a date with one girl when it came out.
That's the horror story?
And she was like, let's go see this movie. And I was like, yeah. And then I texted her back and I was like, hey, do you still want to see this movie? She's like, no, I don't really want to hang out with you anymore. And I was like, okay.
That is a horror story.
That was a horror story. And then I never saw that movie because of that.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, so that was like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
I believe that somewhere there's an alternative universe where you went to the movies with her.
Yeah, there is. There definitely is, right? Mm-hmm. Do we all believe in alternate universes? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it would be silly to not believe in them.
Yeah.
you know.
So there's somewhere out there where you're not a musician at all. You're probably in real estate.
Ooh, really?
Why?
But I mean, there's
Couldn't
if there's
be something to do something a little.
I'm just
more
saying, I was
Could
going
be,
down. But there's probably an alternate universe where you're
Could
like
I be
a,
in a successful musician.
Yeah, I think you
How
already
about, like,
are.
Like a really famous
Come on.
One that is.
Yeah,
you know,
there definitely is an alternate
like,
universe.
Let's have this swing the way that we want.
Sure,
it to
I was going negative, so it make you feel better about your position in life. Now
it's 2017, Dave. Come on,
2017.
This is a positive year.
All right, this is a positive year. I like it.
Brendan's been telling me to be positive all day right? today.
How's it feel?
Crabby.
It's day one, guys. We gotta like, come on. It's day one.
It's really.
He's like, you have to stop talking like that.
It's really hard to be told that though. Like yeah. when someone's like, be positive.
Yeah, cheer
it's
up.
It's like, shut up.
You're like, shut up. Yeah.
Shut up. Yeah, there's something to that that just burns inside. Mm-hmm. But I agree. Let's be positive. Let's make it. Let's
for
make
now,
it work.
Right?
Yeah, for now. I mean, there's so many terrible things that are happening right
sure.
now.
But, you know, it's okay to call a spade and still be good, right?
Yeah.
Am I believing my own stuff?
No, I think you're golden here.
Yeah.
I think we started this year off on a rocky note with what's her name? With Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Oh.
I only saw a little bit of that. So she just came out.
My mouth was agape the whole
it was
time.
Kind of
and she just walked around the stage, right? And just kind of talked a little bit.
The only thing better than watching Mariah Carey was watching Jenna watch Mariah Carey.
Was it really, really,
it was really
tough?
Great.
My mouth was just hanging open the entire time. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
So she just like never found the first note to start singing?
Well, I think what had happened...
That's all right. Keep going. I'll let them hang for a second.
Okay. So I think what had happened was she wasn't getting any sound out of her monitors.
She couldn't hear
her inner ear monitor or the monitors in front of her.
Right.
So I think it was a little bit difficult for her because she's in the middle of a screaming audience.
Right. Which I totally felt for her for that.
I did. I know there are a lot of like Mariah. There's a lot of people online right now that are like, oh, she sucks. But I don't.
I didn't blame her for that.
Not at all.
I definitely got that sense where she's like, I just can't hear anything. And how am I supposed to sing along to something
that I
can't
hear? You know,
she's
got dancers who, you know, amazingly kept in time with the whole show. They couldn't hear anything either.
Well, maybe they could. And she could, too. She's just was like so messed up. She
maybe.
Just didn't know what was going on.
So no one really knows. It's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
Box. She had a smile on her face.
She did.
She did have a smile
for
on her face.
For most of it.
For most of it.
And then there was one point where I thought she had it.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay. And then she just, you know,
yeah.
dropped
yeah.
the mic and she's yeah. like, whatever. And I think she just sort of checked out.
But we've all been there before.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if many of us have. Done that on live TV, but
yeah, exactly.
Mariah, is that you?
Mariah's on the phone.
Yeah.
Giggles, what are you doing?
Oh, me. I was just talking to the groom. I didn't want to put him on. He just walked by me, and he's like, "Hi, Julie." I was like, "No, it's the radio show. I'm checking in. I'm calling in. Just checking in.
What are you listening?
Yeah, I was listening. Were you guys talking about Mariah?
We were talking about Mariah. What was your take on it?
I didn't see it, but I thought she died because somebody was like, oh, my God, Mariah Carey. And I was like, oh, 2016 claimed another one. And so I Google searched to see if she was dead.
She died in
a certain
way.
She did. I mean, can you bounce back from that musically?
Oh, I think she absolutely can.
I think her career
is... very much
stabilized
and, you know.
I mean, she has more number one still, right, than
yeah.
any other artist
She's
in history.
She's going to be fine.
She'll be fine.
And, you know, part of her persona is just sort of like whatever anyway.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I think she's going to be fine. I think if it had happened to somebody who was like an up-and-comer.
Sure. That would have destroyed them.
That would have destroyed them. Like, look at Ashley Simpson.
Yeah.
Case in point.
Right.
So.
She's done.
Done.
Grilled. Done.
Yeah. But I feel like if you have a name, you could always come back. Like if she came back like 2 years later, Ashley Simpson could have had at least a couple thousand selling record.
No, you don't think so? You're the sibling. The siblings never succeed. You got like if you have a famous brother or sister, like unless you're like the Baldwins or maybe the
Billy's the best.
Yeah.
Well,
there's gonna be a few messes.
The best,
but, you know,
the best sibling
Stephen
story.
The best.
The best sibling story I
just
have is.
My aunt's house.
Did he?
What?
He bought your aunt's house?
Stephen Baldwin.
That's a really bizarre story.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. The best sibling story I have is that in college, Ben Mayer spent a semester on my couch, which is John Mayer's brother. Hmm? And I didn't know who John Mayer was at the time. And he'd always be like, my brother's playing down in the city. We should go see him. I'm like, no. No. And then eventually he's like, my brother's playing on Conan. And I'm like, what?
What, like, what? How does this happen? And
how do you
and
feel
then he
about
blew
all
up.
That Grateful Dead stuff he's doing?
Because
I know you love the Dead.
I do love the Dead. The thing is that they said that they were having the last concert ever for the Grateful Dead, and then it went so well that they were like, "We'll just keep doing it." So it's kind of like this. It's just, yeah, it's kind of like this money grab at this point.
Like Cher's farewell tour.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like it's just like a money grab. And he's a good guitarist. I do think he's a good guitarist. And people like him. I don't really care for him too much. But I've heard a couple things and I'm like, he can't really hang
he's not
too
Jerry.
Well. He's not Jerry.
He's not Jerry.
He's not Jerry. Even Trey from Fish wasn't Jerry. But he could carry his own. And then I guess John could carry his own. So I feel like they're trying to market themselves to a whole bunch of different audiences, and that's their way of doing it. So who knows?
I never would have thought he'd be the guy.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't imagine that happening either.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Neither did he. Hmm? Neither did he.
Neither did he.
I guess. Sure. Yeah. All
he's
right.
Saying what he needs to all say. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. But I do think that he was probably pretty pumped because I think he was a fan for the most part. Mm. But his brother spent a semester or two on my couch, and we watched a lot of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
What did he get
a lot.
Nothing.
The yeah. British
what
one?
Did he get
yeah, nothing. No, the American Ooh, one. I know. Sorry. It was during that time where it was popular on TV,
times.
And we would just sit around getting drunk, getting high, and watching Whose Line Is It Anyway? With Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady. Who was that other guy, the bald guy? He was great.
Colin.
Yeah.
Colin Howe. Colin Howe.
Colin.
Yeah. He was
Colin
fantastic.
Cowell.
He was.
Colin Cowell.
Yeah. Colin something.
Colin something.
Something with an
Colin Howe.
We had a device.
We do. My phone's
vitamins.
Colin Vitamins.
Vitamins.
Yeah. They were all pretty good. They were all fun, but...
Good show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Good
it was
show.
A good show.
All right, I'm getting back to the wedding.
All right, go back to the wedding.
I'll
thanks
see you guys
for calling.
Later.
All right.
Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Yeah.
I guess you guys are in love. This is what I heard from the show. You guys are like dating.
Yeah.
For like a long time.
All three of us.
We're going to go out all later. Yeah. And,
we're a thruple.
We're a thruple. All right, I'll talk to you later. Have fun at the wedding.
All right, you too.
You look
talk
good.
To you later.
All right.
Look real good.
Do you want to do one more song, or are you good?
I think I'm good.
Yeah? All right. Let's just hang and talk then. I mean, I was just throwing it out there. I'm not pressuring you.
No, I don't want to do one.
Yeah. But January 6th, playing at the
January
Owl.
January 6th. I'll do another one.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
That makes
yeah,
me happy.
No, that's like not when somebody asks that's you to play a song
happy.
On the radio, you don't say no.
But January 6th, let's go over that. January 6th.
January 6th at the Owl.
At the Owl.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I have my little trio with me.
And then your website.
Website, JennaNichols.com.
Easy. It's two L's.
Two L's and Nichols.
Two L's.
So two
I learned that the
Jenna,
hard way.
Two L's and Nichols.
Learned that
and
the hard
everyone
way.
Everyone messes it up, and I actually considered changing my name, but or putting some sort of default on my website.
When you're famous, it won't matter.
Well, I hope not.
Don't forget us down here.
I won't.
Yeah. Pete.
Yes.
Scratcher Sessions.
Sunday
do you guys
nights.
Have a website for that or just Facebook?
We have a Facebook.
Yeah.
So Facebook.com/thescratchersessions.
Nice. Who's coming in next week?
Jared Dickinson. And he's bringing
good.
A buddy of his. I can't remember his name. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Pete.
But
yeah.
He's awesome.
Cool.
And they're buddies and they play together a
cool.
lot.
Cool. So Scratcher Sessions in Manhattan.
Manhattan.
And then Jenna Nichols at the Owl in Brooklyn.
That's right.
Beautiful. All right. Now I want to hear something.
Okay. Didn't mean to say goodbye, didn't mean to say goodbye that way. He didn't mean to make her cry, didn't mean to make her cry that way. Lately, nothing's ever really making sense. The picket fence has went and gone and lost its charm. Faded misinterpretation, one side white, the other side's not seen the paint at all. They never did see eye to eye, never did see eye to eye that way. He never stopped to wonder why, never stopped to wonder why she stayed. Sidewalk, sighing at the things he'll never learn. They know she loves him so, that's why she'll never go. grass is on the other side. They've dried her tears for years. Her watered eyes have helped them grow. Maybe they should meet. Let the door swing open to the other side. Meet the thing she's never known about her point of view. It's very different from her side. Ooh, do 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 do.
Awesome. Thank you, Jenna. Thanks for coming in, hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Did you have fun?
I did.
Good. That's nice. So here we are, the end of the show. Do we want to get off our chest anything from 2016 that really bothered us?
I'm just digging the music right now. It's making me in a,
yeah,
a happy, safe place.
Yeah. It is a happy, safe place song. I end the show, every show, with this song,
yeah,
which is Akron Family. Can't remember the name of the song.
Wow.
I just have it here as show end. They're great. They're one of my favorite bands. They probably wouldn't enjoy me playing their song every time, but
what are you gonna do? It's really nice. I like it.
So January 6th, not June 6th, January 6th at the
6th.
Owl.
Yes.
Who else is playing with you? Did you
Mark
say
Mark Marshall and Brad Whiteley?
Cool. And they're real good?
They're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you headlining this thing? Are you smashed in between? Where are you at?
No, I'm at 8 o'clock.
Nice.
And then there's a 9 o'clock set and a 10 o'clock set,
cool.
I believe. Yeah.
Cool. And then maybe in a month we'll have an album?
Yes.
Jenna Nichols with 2Ls.com?
That's right.
I like it.
Mark, who's playing with Jenna, produced the new record.
That's correct.
Who?
Mark Marshall.
He produced the record?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool.
He's a fantastic
player. Did your husband play on it at all?
Nope. Nope, but I played on his record.
Oh, man.
Which just came out.
Which also just came out, yes.
Does he have a website, too?
He does. It's brendanoshea.com.
All right, we got to have him on the show.
Yes, he would love that.
And we'll have a Who's Better show. I'm going to say Jenna right now because you're here. And I'll tell him
it's
that,
not
too.
Not that competitive.
I'm going to make it competitive.
It's pretty competitive.
Yeah, I'm going to make it competitive. Yeah. And if he starts playing and, like, I'm just going to lower him and just turn up one of your songs. Who's going to do that to you? For
that,
you.
Yeah.
It'd be a good April Fool's joke.
Yeah, it would be a good April Fool's joke. Yeah. Every time you went to play something, you just started
singing. I think I'd
have
to probably deal with the repercussions.
Oh, yeah.
Feel
totally
free to do that with all your musical guests.
Yeah.
When you play a
they
song,
would
just
love
just
turn up one of mine.
They would love that.
Wouldn't it be great if all DJs did that?
Yeah. That would be fantastic.
Yeah. For that. Yes.
Well, that's what we're putting forward in 2017.
Yeah.
And more 2017,
yeah.
No one is allowed to die.
No one is allowed to die.
No. No death.
Pete, you've been wanting to ring that bell all day. There it is. And you really did a number on that bowl of
no one knows what you're talking about.
I know. There's a bowl of, like, I don't know, staples or something
safety
in there.
Pins.
Safety pins. And you really did a number on that. So I appreciate that.
Ears.
Do you?
Oh, yeah,
yes,
you do.
I do.
Is that your earring?
It's my earring. Yeah.
Interesting.
I got this idea into my head that I would just do it.
Get it?
I like it. Got this idea
into
my head.
Into my head.
All right. Well, that's it for us. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, Dave.